Hi, and welcome to the 4th Japan Baseball Weekly Podcast. I'm John Gibson, and joining me this week is Michael Westbay. Hello, Michael.
Hello, John.
Michael Westbay, I met about 5 or 6 years ago. I'm not even sure what year it was, but we met. Do you remember where it was?
Yeah, it was in the elevator at Chiba Marine Stadium.
That's right, during the second stint for Bobby Valentine out at the with the Chiba Lotte Marines. And we met in the elevator, exchanged cards, and then I haven't seen you since then. A couple Skype meetings, but...
I've seen Jim at Tokyo Dome a couple of times, but I don't think I've seen you there.
You're ducking me. You're trying to make sure you go when I don't go. So why don't you tell us about yourself, tell listeners about yourself and how you got involved in baseball.
Okay, well, I'm sure that anybody who's spent any time on JapaneseBaseball.com will recognize my signature of West Bay Stars. I created JapaneseBaseball.com back in 2000, 2001, somewhere back there.
Wow.
And that was just basically my coming back to writing on the internet after I had originally founded Pro Yaku This Week with my 1 megabyte of homepage space.
Well, tell me this. You,
back West in 1995.
West Bay Stars. So you are a Yokohama Bay Stars fan, because I really haven't met one before.
Oh, really? I've met quite a few. Yeah. Well, I started off as a Giants fan.
Right.
The reason for that is twofold. First of all, I was raised a San Francisco Giants fan in the Central Valley of California.
Good grief. It's you and Jim. Nice. Surrounded yep. here. I'm surrounded here. Somebody help me.
So I grew up a big fan of Willie McCovey. He was far and away my favorite player. First baseball game I went to live, he hit a Sayonara home run just as my dad was trying to get us out of the ballpark.
Well, now, wait a minute. What year is this? This is back in the 70s, so they must have called it something else at that time.
Yeah. Candlestick.
Probably. Oh, no, I'm talking about the home runs.
Oh, the home runs. Yeah.
Hey, as a Dodger fan, I remember, I know what Candlestick Park is. I remember seeing the wind blowing and swirling behind my batters as they're trying to step in and hit those pitches from what are those pitchers' names in the 70s? I can't even remember. They didn't beat anybody but Dodgers. All those guys. I remember the name of the park, but I think probably they would just call it a game-ending home run back in the 70s.
Yeah, probably something like that.
All right.
I'm much more into the Japanese nomenclature now.
All right. Well, aren't we all? We live here. We've been living. You said recently, I guess you said you've been living here for 20-plus years?
22 years or so, yeah.
So you came here in, I would guess, 89?
Actually, originally 82. I spent 3 years in high school at Yokosuka Navy Base.
Okay.
Where my dad worked. Went back to the States for college. Came back here for 1 year as an exchange student in college at Yokohama National University.
Uh-huh.
Kokodai, we'd like to call it.
All right.
And then went back to San Diego. After I graduated, I came back and worked at a database company for 15 years before branching out on my own.
Okay, and then you say now you started this homepage, which my blog now appears. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Started that in 95. After I had gotten onto the internet, I was given all this homepage space,
right?
And didn't really know what to do with it. Then I read a article in Nikon Sports. Oh, am I allowed to mention the competition?
They're not our competition, but you know, whatever you want to call it is fine.
Nikon Sports was talking about how Mitchell had deserted his place, left the windows open, the front door unlocked, and just suddenly disappeared. Back to the States.
This is Kevin
without
Mitchell,
telling
huh?
anybody in the Hawks. He was with Daiei back then.
This is Kevin Mitchell.
Kevin Mitchell, yes.
Former San Francisco Giant.
Former San Francisco Giant and a few other things, yeah.
Well, among other places, yes.
And he, what I was reading on ESPNNet, as it was called back then, was this really sad, sad story about all the abuse he was getting from the Hawks for, and whereas what the Japanese press was saying, he was out drinking when the Hawks were in town, and he was not showing support for the Hawks. So as a way to kind of try to balance what was being written in the English press in the U.S. and what was being written in the Japanese press, I just wrote an article on my homepage about that.
So they say the truth lies somewhere in the middle, and you were the middleman.
Probably. But the really weird thing was, the day after I wrote it, I got a letter from somebody on the East Coast saying, "Oh, I'm so glad I found your homepage. I've been looking for information on a friend of mine, Bobby Valentine." How did this person find me?
Yeah.
It was a mystery to me.
95 is really when the internet started to kick off here in Japan as well, so it's good timing. Yeah.
But that led to me writing a weekly column, Bobby Valentine's Show, where I wrote all kinds of his antics out in Chiba during that first stint of his.
Mm-hmm.
That was really popular. Bobby has a lot of friends back on the East Coast, especially, and I would get a lot of email and stuff from them asking for more information, more Bobby. And I even got an email from Bobby after the end of the season.
He likes to read about himself.
It would have been better under different circumstances.
I'm sure he enjoyed reading about himself in English. What's that?
It would have been better if I weren't writing about him getting fired from the Marines.
That's true, but I'm sure, you know, he probably had not seen him, read about himself in English as much as he would have liked to. He always had to have things translated. That's probably one of the inspirations for him to actually start studying Japanese, was so that he could find out more information about himself. All right, so...
He did a really great job that second stint. I was impressed by how quickly he picked up the language. And he could name people he hadn't seen in years.
Yeah, yeah. That's what helps baseball players. They're like golfers. They remember what pitches they make outs on, and you know, they remember the sequences, and so that they don't repeat them. They're pretty amazing guys. All right, well, let's get into the show here. Let's start with clearing the bases. Okay, so I went to the Giants' long-awaited home opener against the Tigers this past Tuesday, and before the game, I'm standing there talking to Craig Brazell, and he's saying, "Oh, you know, they've turned the lights down dark. You know, they're using fewer lights in the banks there to save energy. You know, we've got to save energy, and you know, if anybody living in Tokyo, you know." Anywhere in the Kanto region at the moment, the escalators are not working, and they turn elevators off, and stores are still closing up early. Yep. The convenience stores, the lights outside are dimmed, sometimes even completely turned off, and Tokyo Dome is doing its share. Dome has got – it had two generators that they have, and they're going to pump that number up to five in the summer.
Yeah, they're bringing in more.
To try to generate their own electricity, because that place sucks up – you know, a lot of electricity. So Brazil's, you know, concerned about pop flies. And then they, in the game, the teams combined for six home runs. I don't think they had looked at anything.
Pop flies aren't the problem in Tokyo Dome.
They weren't looking for any pop flies the other day. And then, you know, we were hoping that Michihiro Ogasawara, nicknamed Guts, I heard it's because he played with a broken finger, but that's just a story I heard. I don't really
know. He was just always all out. Even when he was with Nippon Ham and Nippon Ham was at Tokyo Dome all the time, I saw him a few times.
Right.
He was just an all-out, Mr. Hustle, everything kind of player. And that's why I always thought he was nicknamed Guts.
Yeah, I heard it was because he broke his finger sometime and played through it. But I also always used to see, you know, I lived in Nagoya for 12 years, and I always used to see, you know, highlights, or I'd see an occasional game, and I'd say, "Man, who is this guy? It looks like he's going to swing himself to death." I mean, he looks like the backswing, and if he misses a pitch, it's going to come around, and he's going to hit himself in the back of the head and knock himself out.
Uh-huh.
and I'd see, you know, games with him and then Tsuyoshi Shimoyanagi, the grizzly pitcher. And, you know, I'd see the highlights of those guys, and I think, because I never saw him in the playoffs. I only saw him during the regular season, so mm-hmm. That's about it. And that's all I knew about him, but he finally got his 2,000th hit. We were hoping he'd get it in the game that I went to, because I actually wasn't able to go and cover the game the next day. And he waited until our press holiday on Thursday to get it, which actually that helped us out too, because we didn't miss it. We weren't a day late with the other papers, so that wasn't so bad. So he got a really sharp single up the middle off a pretty good pitcher named Hiroyuki Kobayashi. He used to close. Well, last year he was closing. He used to start.
He was starting for
Bobby Valentine out at the Chiba Lotte. He's a pretty good pitcher, and I'm sure he didn't want to be the guy who, you know, is forever recorded in the videos of his 2000
allowing that hit.
Yeah, but he is, and at least it wasn't one of those cheap dunkers or, you know, something where he, you know, popped something up and it flew out of Tokyo Dome for a home run. That would have been that would have been worse. But he got his hit, and you know, life goes on. He looked really relieved.
Yes. Well, there is so much pressure on players who are this close to that next milestone. It just seems to be a really hard wall to get over. And I think that, you know, all of that pressure, everybody expected him to get that hit at Yokohama Stadium the previous week. So Yokohama ended up holding him to, what, just two hits?
Yeah.
Over a three-game series?
Pretty much everybody he's seen has been holding him. I still don't think he's hitting his weight in pounds. He came into the season, he only needed 11 hits to get to this milestone. It took him almost a month. So he's not going well. He's 37. He's not a big guy.
And yeah,
gotten a lot.
That was the other thing that always impressed me.
Yeah, he's
in his early days, was that little tiny guy had so much energy. Another reason to call him Guts. he was willing to challenge anybody of any size.
Yeah, well, he certainly challenged him with the bat, you know, to get him out. They list him at 173 centimeters and 83 kilograms. And if they're listing him at 83 kilograms, we can imagine he's probably about 80. And 178 centimeters, that might be a little bit of a joke. But he's a strong guy, and he goes all out. He goes all out.
Yes.
So, you know, we know where the Guts part comes from there. But the Giants have bigger troubles. Their pitching is bad. I mean, you know, I told Jim earlier on, I really wanted to pick them to finish fourth in the Central League race. And the other day they paraded a right-handed rookie named Yuki Koyama out to the mound, and they started Carlos Torres. And it looks like they don't want to give, you know, the Greisingers and the other guys that have been their proven winners. Or at least they've had some proven success, and it looks like they didn't even want to go to those guys. They're looking for something new. They're looking for anything right now. They're not looking very good.
Well, you know, everybody predicted the Giants, Tigers, and Dragons in various orders to finish in the top three.
Yes, that's what I wrote because of my work.
You were forced to put them in A class, huh?
I wanted to put them fourth. I believe they will finish fourth. Jim last week said, you know, that they could hit their way out of anything, and hopefully they can, but as we talked about just before we started taping the show, I don't know when Shinosuke Abe is going to come back, and, you know, for his sake, let's hope he's doing okay, but they went out and purchased the rights to a catcher today, Shinji Takahashi from the Nippon Ham Fighters, and that's another signal in my eyes. What's your take on that?
Abe's going to be out a while.
Yeah, what's your take on that?
Abe being out is going to really hurt the Giants. He's been so much of their offense. And before the season started, Abe was supposedly hurt, and I was surprised that he was even in the lineup come opening day.
I'm sorry,
Or am I thinking of Jojima? Uh-oh.
I'm thinking of Jojima because Abe tore a muscle in a calf, and he hasn't been on the roster since that time. They deactivated him right away, and they've been getting by with they've got what's his name, Kazunari Tsuruoka.
Former bass star.
Another backup guy, Kazunari Sanematsu, won a game for him the other day. Ken Kato, everybody calls him Kato Ken.
Kato. The comedian.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy. Always says hi to me. He's always joking before games because he never plays. Now he's playing. His eyes are bugged out. Sweat before the game. He kind of winked at me the other day, but didn't have the same little air of charm. He was nervous, And
through the 90s and the knots, the Giants kept drafting catchers and big name catchers, and then you never see them.
That's right, because they have a catcher. And that's something we'll have to save for another show too, is that I think Japan somehow squeezes the most out of a good catcher that can be squeezed. I mean, you get guys who play for 20 years, and that's a tough position. It's hard for guys in the big leagues to get through five seasons, six seasons maybe. Paul DeLuca, isn't that his name? The guy, former Dodger and now guy who's with the Yankees. I can't remember his name either. But they're catchers, and they get worn out or busted up a little bit, and they're out. And they got, the Dragons have a guy who's been back there for 20 years. Before that, they had a guy who played 20 years. Now we've got
Yano
for the Tigers played into his 40s.
Tanishige has been around forever.
Tanishige. Nakamura was a catcher before with the Dragons, and he played for a long time. Nomura Katsuya.
Yeah.
He's got the most games caught.
He's Mr. Man of Steel.
And he played for more than 20 seasons. But, they get a good catcher and they wear him out. So I got to believe he's going to be back at some point. But
Well, even with Yakult, Furuta, when Furuta was out, Yakult finished in B class. When Furuta played the full season, they won championships.
Right. Atsuya, Furuta.
And so the role of catcher, that would really be a good in-depth story to cover, I think.
Well, we'll talk about it certainly on a future show. But what do you think about the Central League race at the moment? Now it's all flipped around and freaky right now.
I think it's very interesting that the Giants, Tigers, and Dragons are battling the Bay Stars for last right now.
I wouldn't say they're battling them for last, but they're certainly. They turn around, and usually the Bay Stars are way, way behind, and now there are teams in front of them, and the Tigers, look at all these teams have 9 wins. They all have the same number of wins. The Giants, the Dragons, the Tigers, all 9 wins.
Hiroshima and Yakult are the only teams over 500.
And they're the only ones over 500, and I think it's going to get – I think it's going to stay – I'm not sure about the Dragons. I can't tell you –
Dragons have me worried.
Well, they're not hitting. I think they got to be worried if they were hitting and they were pitching and they were still losing. But if you look at their team batting average of 217. Their team ERA of 2.36. They're pitching, but they're not hitting. And the hitting will come around, but when it does, will the pitching still be there? I have to believe it still will be so.
Junichi and Nippon Ham have long gotten by strong defense and strong pitching.
Yeah, well, even though the Dragons won the Central League last year, I don't think their defense was that good. And it's really been a problem this year.
And this year, they've got 13 errors as of last Friday, which is third worst. Out of the 12 teams.
Out of 12 teams, yeah.
Nippon Ham has 17 errors, but they're on top.
Well, see, those are the mistakes you're seeing on paper. There are other mistakes where they're not turning.
But Nippon Ham, starting last year, has really started to become a power hitting team.
Yeah, I noticed that too. As soon as Sledge left.
As soon as Sledge left. Sledge was their power.
He was their power guy.
And now that he's gone, they've got power all over the place.
Right. Well, you know, this guy, Shinji Takahashi, he's got power, the guy who the Giants just purchased a contract to. He's got some pop, and, you know, if you put him out there on a daily basis, he'll generate, you know, 20 home runs probably in a season, but he just never got to play that much because people don't like the way he calls games behind the plate as a catcher. So,
And with Nippon Ham, it's the pitcher's rule, so.
Right. Right. They you know, I heard the same thing with the, you know, a lot of teams. You know, if you can't do everything on the field and do it to a certain degree of success, they're not going to play you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you've got to be able to, if you're going to be catching for the Ham Fighters, you're going to, for the Nippon Ham Fighters, you're going to have to be able to throw. You're going to have to be able to organize the infield on bunts. I mean, and you're going to have to be able to call pitches. You're going to have to be able to throw to first and get guys out, throw to second and get guys out, and take care of your pitchers. And if you're lacking in any of those areas, you know, you might get the hit once in a while, but you're not going to play behind the plate. And I think that's why they, you know, have parted with Mr. Takahashi, because they didn't like some of the things that he did as a catcher. But they certainly liked his bat. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what the Giants do with they've been carrying three catchers on the roster so far this season, so we'll see who drops and who stays and who gets playing time. Meanwhile, the Carp, I think they're for real.
They sure seem to be.
They've got really good starting pitchers. They're going to have a problem in middle relief if they ever get to that spot. I think some of the guys there who come out of the bullpen are going to give up too many runs. Or get, you know, even a hard hit ball. It doesn't have to be a run to lead to a run, because they can make and walk guys. There are going to be mistakes behind you. Guys are not going to catch balls sometimes. You give up base runners, they steal. But I think the Carp are for real. Their closer seems to be finishing games very effectively. Their bats have been good for a few years. They just haven't been able to out hit their mistakes. And now they got guys on the mound who can cover up some of those mistakes, and that's why I think they're at the top, at least in the top three in the Central League at the moment. And same goes for Yakult. I think they're mirror images. Defensively, I'm not sure. I think the Carp are probably behind them in defense, but they're getting better. So defense is pretty good.
Hiroshima has the third least errors of all 12 teams.
At the moment, right?
At the moment, yeah.
They have good range. All their
Their outfielders can cover some ground.
Right, exactly.
Yokohama lost to Hiroshima there at Hiroshima Stadium because balls that would be hits anywhere were tracked down by those outfielders.
Yeah, those guys are fast. And they got, you know, a new guy out there, Yoshihiro Maru.
Yes.
Young player, and, you know, he made a lot.
Akamatsu's great in center, and he is.
Yeah. Well, he made a lot of noise early on in the season with his bat, but I saw the guy make catches. So, you know, some of these other guys might be trade bait now because, you know, you can't give up a guy who does both. I mean, you know, keeping a guy in center field because he's good defensively, but, you know, he might not help you with the bat.
Mm-hmm.
You got to figure out where to put him in the lineup. But a guy like Maru, who's, you know, they have him batting down in the lineup sixth or seventh, and he's cracking home runs, or he's getting extra base hits because of his speed. You know, he slap a ball into the corner and just takes off like a water bug. The guy, you know, is producing, and I can't see them getting rid of, you know, him.
He's not going to lose his spot in the lineup.
So I think Hiroshima is for real. I think Yakult is for real because of the starting pitching that they bring every day, and those factors are going to keep them in. So if these other teams like the Giants, who don't have a rotation, and unfortunately the Yokohama Bay Stars, whose rotation is questionable, and actually Hanshin, you know, theirs is not, doesn't match up pitch with their guys. Doesn't match up pitch for pitch with the other teams, I think those teams are going to struggle, you know, to get to the playoffs. But it only matters that you get to the playoffs.
And, well, there are two things about both Yakult and Hiroshima that I notice, and that is they're both playing in larger stadiums than they used to.
Mm-hmm.
So their pitching had to be extra careful when they were at those much smaller stadiums,
mm-hmm.
Kadoshima, Shimin, Kyujo especially.
Right.
I think Kudoda, one of the reasons for his success was his ability to keep the ball inside Hiroshima, Shimin, Kyujo.
Right, Hiroki Kuroda is now pitching with the Dodgers. Yeah, yeah, he did a good job of that. Well, I wish and, a little bit more of that with the Dodgers.
So with these players, with these pitchers, they had built up a good pitching staff, but their stadium kind of didn't really match with the team's makeup. And I think that especially for Hiroshima, they're starting to adapt more to the stadium they're at now than try to be what they were before.
Well, let's hope I can get down there for a playoff game soon. What do you think about the Pacific League now? The Hawks look like they're going to stay around. They look like they have staying power. I think the Hawks are the best team in the Pacific League, but I think the Fighters can, you know, challenge at least a little bit. They seem to be doing okay, even though when they're stars, they're rookie. The golden rookie, they like to call him here in Japan. Yuki Saito, right?
Ignoring most Saito headlines.
Well, I tried to tune in. In fact, on my blog today, I avoided that just because I was tired of hearing about it. But I guess he strained a little bit of a muscle there.
Yeah.
He's going to be out 2 to 3 weeks. And, a lot of they call him the handkerchief prince. I'm sure a lot of women are pulled out their handkerchiefs to whip a little bit about this, that they won't be able to see him every Sunday. But I think they'll be fine without him. They'll probably bring up somebody who has pitched before. Hitokazu is a mm-hmm. guy they can bring up, Hitokazu, and they can bring him up, and he can fill in the lineup. Tadano pitched the other day in relief for him, so they can throw him out there. And I think they'll be fine without him, actually.
I thought Tadano was traded.
No, he pitched for them the other day. He pitched in relief right after Mr. Saito came off the mound, and Tadano pitched 3 innings.
Oh, okay.
Yep, yeah. Somebody else thought he was traded, too, and I think I talked to them before about it. But, Tadano came in.
Maybe there was just talk about it during the off season.
Yeah, I think there's talk about getting rid of a lot of people, probably. who else do you think is doing all right?
Personally, I think you're jumping the gun on the Hawks.
Really? They're stacked. What are they missing?
Uchikawa got hurt. Uchikawa has been tearing up the Pacific League.
Yes, but there's a kid who played the outfield for them last year, Hasegawa, and he can step right in and pick up and do the same thing that Uchikawa was doing. He didn't hit for that much power. He was just getting some timely hits for him. They'll be fine.
Their pitching still hasn't impressed me that much.
It hasn't been sharp. It hasn't been sharp. I think
it just hasn't looked like the Hawks. Pitching is usually just right on.
I think, they remind me of those Yankee teams that had really high amount of talent, but it took them a while for the engine to get going. It's like, the engine's cold, and the more you get out there, and it's like, but once you get the engine started, I don't see anybody stopping
them. So Sugiuchi is going to come around, and
yeah, he pitched well the other day. He lost a game. He gave up a couple home runs, but that was it. Sometimes people get a hold of a pitch. Sometimes they go out. Sometimes they go on a line right at somebody. Two guys got hits and they were home runs, and they ended up losing the game because they didn't score. They'll be fine. I mean, they'll be fine. That, in my opinion, they're not the team to worry over. I think the battle.
They're neck and neck with Nippon Ham right now.
At the moment.
As I said before, Nippon Ham has long been pitcher heavy, batting light, but Nippon Ham has really brought in the big guns this year, and I think that with the pitching that Nippon Ham has and the additional firepower in that lineup, they're probably better off than the Hawks this year.
I think, Bobby Valentine was a great proponent of this. He says he likes to look at a team for 1 month or so, maybe 2 months, to see what he's really got, because you really don't know. And I think it's too early to assess all the teams. I think we can make a basic assessment. What I want to do with Jim in one of the future shows, probably maybe once a month, is talk about the standings and the leaders and all that stuff. But it's still early. Guys have to be consistent throughout a whole season. I think the Hawks are going to win based on the fact that they've got the most talent at the most, you know, even on the bench,
right.
The most depth, the most talent out there. But, you know, you got to go out and do it on the field. So,
yeah. Well,
the other
team at this point, statistically, nothing is relevant. So.
Not relevant yet. The team that surprised me, though, is the Lotte Marines. And I wasn't a believer last year up until about game seven when they were winning. And I said, you know what, you know, as a Dragons fan, I said, you know, the Dragons, they can't hit with this team. I thought they could pitch with them, but they certainly can't hit with them. And if it gets to a situation where it's the bullpen versus the bullpen, well, I in the beginning, I said, I easily picked the Dragons to win it, but they didn't. And even then, you know, they lost Kobayashi. He went to the Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did they lose? They lost another big player. The man whose leg is broken, Nishioka, with the Twins. And I thought, well, you know, this team's going to finish in fourth or fifth. You know, you can't lose a big part of your infield like that in a mm-hmm. major pitcher. And lo and behold, the guy they replaced, Takashi Ogino, who's replaced Nishioka at short, looks like he's better defensively. He's certainly faster.
Actually, he's got the most errors on the team.
I don't think the errors are the biggest thing, because he probably gets to a lot of balls that other guys, and he can't throw them because
he has
some balls that are so far out of his range that he can't. I mean, so far away from his throwing range that he can't make an accurate throw to first.
Yeah, well, he's been an outfielder all along, so converting to short.
Yes,
is a really tough call.
Right. In college, he was a shortstop. Up in college, and he's gone back to the position. And the guy now who's in center field is Yoshifumi Okada. He's picking him out there. You know, it looks like they've graded up at those two positions.
Mm-hmm.
And then their pitching hasn't hurt them. So I think, you know, I keep saying that they're not going to be that good and they're going to fade away. And, of course, I want to see, just like Bobby says, we got to keep looking to see what we got here. Iguchi's mm-hmm. been fantastic for him. Tadahito Iguchi's been fantastic hitting in the number four spot for him. They're just winning games. They're good at winning games. They're good at competing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to count them out, but I didn't pick them to finish in the top three. So,
well, I was really happy that Ogino has finally gotten over the injury from last year, because starting off the 2010 season, Ogino, who was playing center at the start, he was so impressive. And then stealing bases, tracking down balls in the outfield, everything, getting on base. And so he got hurt after, what, a month and a half or so?
Right.
Right after Deanna tagged him with the name, the new Ogino, TNO.
Thank you.
That seemed to have been the curse on him.
Curse. Throwing that word out there.
It was right after that he got hurt.
Right.
Right when everybody was getting excited about him, so I was really excited to see him coming back this year, and surprised that they were converting him to shortstop. But hey, if you're going to replace Nishioka with somebody, make it somebody that I really like. So,
well, yeah, having played it in college, you know, he's gone back to the position he's used to. He probably, you know, was a deer in the headlights last year in center. Perhaps, but
it didn't look like it.
but he played that position well. As I said, it looks like they've graded up at both positions, so they're doing fine. I as far as the other team's concerned, Oryx looks just as bad as I thought they would be, maybe even worse, except for a kid named Yuki Nishi, who's won his first four games to start the season. And that ties him with another former Oryx player. Do you know who that is? A pitcher, right-hander, who went to the States to pitch. You have 3 seconds.
Hasegawa.
That's it. You're the man. You are Shigetoshi Hasegawa won his first four games before, I think, I can't remember what year it was, but I want to say 2005. But that sounds too recent.
No, that's
2002. Somewhere in there. Anyway, I'll look it up. He has won four games in a row to start the season, which is, you know, for Oryx and a team that doesn't have that many victories. Let's see. Oryx at the moment has 8 victories, so this kid has half of them.
Yeah.
And that's saying a lot on a team that's not winning. So I've seen him. You know, I haven't seen him in person. I'm excited to, you know, I'll be excited to be able to go out and see him when he throws probably at Chiba somewhere or Cebu.
Who did they get to replace Cabrera? Because Cabrera hasn't been doing much for the Hawks yet.
What do you mean by replacing him? He's still playing.
Well, Alex Cabrera, who did Oryx replace Alex Cabrera with? Alex is with the Hawks now.
Right.
And not hitting very well. So that releasing Cabrera is starting to look like a wise move by Oryx.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know he had played for Oryx, actually.
Oh.
I thought he played with last year. I'm sorry. Yeah, Oryx. I thought you were saying Lota. Last year.
He was with Oryx last year.
He was with Oryx last year. I'm sorry. Yeah, he's been so many teams, I can't keep track.
Cebu than Oryx, I thought.
Okay, for Hasegawa, it was 1993 that he won his first four games.
Yeah, that sounds more like it.
Yeah, 1993.
Just 10 years off.
So, yeah, Oryx, they didn't really get anybody to replace him. They just have been using their Japanese players. But they do have a kid named Hessman. I forgot his first name, and he did hit a home run yesterday. So, you know, they've got a foreign presence out there. But, you know, it's hard to replace a bat like Alex's because he not only hit for power, he did hit for average. He was just a big muscle head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Michael Hessman is the guy, and they also got Lee Sun-yok from the Yomiuri Giants, but he's been the strikeout king.
He hasn't been doing much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Park finally got a win. The other big Korean seller.
Chan-ho Park.
Yeah. It looks like Oryx is trying to move into Korea in business and. Recruiting the big name Koreans in the Japanese league.
Well, good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Now, so, I wonder how much of that is for baseball and how much of it is for the corporate owner.
We'll have to see. We'll have to see. All right. Well, Jim Allen is in New York, and perhaps next week he's going to either do the show from there or we'll play some interviews that he does, and we'll get that on the show. But we did have a question from a listener in Tokyo, and this the name of Fujiwawa-san. And
yeah.
Fujiwawa-san writes, I listened to your show while I was on the train, and when you spoke about the easiest and hardest people to do interviews with, I was laughing. The first day game at Tokyo Dome this week was this week. Did you go? And yes, I did. I went to the game. She said, was it dark or light enough? And I have to say it was very, very light. The reporters area, the seating for the reporters, they kept it normal lighting, so we didn't suffer there. And the players were worried, as Craig Bazell mentioned before the game, but they didn't have any trouble until, I think, the last game of the series, someone dropped the ball because they couldn't see it. And that was about the only thing that I saw. And the listener asked, did it trouble the fans or the players? I think... yeah, the players seem to be concerned a little bit, but they hit the ball just as well. So it's the same old Tokyo Dome. Balls fly out of there, left, mm-hmm. right. And I mean, we had a pitcher, Shun Tono hits an opposite field home run. It just sounded like he popped the ball off the bat. And I'm like, that guy doesn't have that kind of power. I can appreciate a home run when it's hit, but, you know, come on. Anyway, you can email the show at yakujohn@gmail.com. We invite you guys to write in and ask us anything you want. We'll try to answer the question. Thank you very much for the email, Fujiwawa-san. Michael, thanks for sitting in, and we're not sure if we're going to see you this week or next week or not, but we'll
it was
let
a
you know
pleasure.
As possible.
And I'll be happy to fill in anytime you like.
All right, buddy. Have a good week.
You
Enjoy
too.
Enjoy baseball.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.